to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And this is a man who says President Barack Obama is out of touch. Out of touch with the needs of the American people. This coming from a man until recently had a Swiss bank account and millions of dollars invested in the Grand Cayman Islands beyond security, beyond scrutiny. And President Obama is out of touch? When his father was a candidate for president in 1968, his father released 12 years of tax returns because he said, and I quote, "One year could be a fluke. Perhaps done for show," end of quote. That was his father. His son has released only 1 year of his tax return, making a lie of the old adage, like father, like son. He wants you to show your papers, but he won't show us his.
Here's Vice President Joe Biden speaking to a conference of Latino voters about Mitt Romney's reluctance to release his tax records. Thanks for joining us. I'm Doug Steffen, along with a lot of really good hosts and conversation, starting out with John Howell, Amy Jacobson, together talking about the increasing demands for Mitt Romney to disclose more information about his finances.
We've figured out exactly how they're going to attack Mitt Romney this week. The Democrats, much like the Republicans, are figuring out a way to attack Barack Obama this week. This week, they've decided to go back to the tried and tested method of saying, well, he's just far too rich to be president. And what about those Swiss bank accounts? Oh, and by the way, where are his tax records? His father, George Romney, the governor of Michigan, he was the man who set the standard after all.
That's right. What, didn't he share 12 years of his tax returns or something crazy?
Well, let me check. I believe I was watching Dick Durbin, our senior senator, yesterday on MSNBC, and he said much the same. Senator?
Who set the standard for income disclosure of presidential candidates? Mitt Romney's father. Mitt Romney's father filed 12 years of income tax returns and said this ought to be the standard. How many years of income tax returns has Mitt Romney, his son, filed? One.
Well,
it's the least amount of disclosure of any presidential candidate of either political party in the last 36 years.
Why should somebody's personal wealth influence automatically how I'm going to vote for them? I can take it into consideration, but it's none of my business what people have made. If they've stole the money, if they've made it through some sort of criminal enterprise, I'm depending on the IRS and other enforcement agencies to look at that and determine if there has been a crime. If there's been no crime, it's none of my business.
But the Democrats don't know because he's sheltered, his income tax in Switzerland, Caymans, and Bermuda. And Robert Gibbs went on saying that, you know, personal finances are relevant to his ability to deal with reforming the tax code. So they want to know, and they believe in transparency, and they want to know how much money he has and what offshore bank accounts.
Explain to me, why is it my business if a man, if it's legal, takes his money and puts it in Switzerland? Senator.
He is the first and only candidate for president of the United States with a Swiss bank account, with tax shelters, with tax avoidance schemes that involve so many foreign countries. Okay. You either get a Swiss bank account to conceal what you're doing, or you believe the Swiss franc is stronger than the American dollar.
Well, maybe the Swiss franc is stronger than the American dollar.
Maybe there's legitimate reason. Look, I'm not a shill for Mitt Romney. He can do with his money what he wants. It's none of my business. And the tax returns, that's kind of that's a real sore point with me.
Why?
Because it's none of my business what you make. You, Amy Jacobson. I don't have any right to know your tax returns, even if you're running for office. If you choose to open them up, like most of these politicians do, that's your business. If I think it's worth my time and effort, I'll take a look. I've never looked at anybody's personal worth, and that has never made a difference in how I vote for them, yay or nay.
Well, I just think a lot of people think that, you know, it's bad when a wealthy person tries to hide their wealth and that it makes them look less human. The richer he is, the more he can't relate to the common people.
But I'm not hiding my wealth if I don't share my intimate financial details with Joe Schmo, with people I don't know. It's none of their business. I don't ask for yours. Why should you ask for mine? You can vote
because
for me based
he's running for president.
More on the campaign trail. Your calls are coming up, too, at 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Talk radio in review and the presidential race. From MSNBC, Alex Wagner talks to Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida about the reasons that Ms. Schultz thinks everybody, in fact, needs to know about Romney's finances.
There's a new ad out from the Obama campaign asking, how long can Mitt Romney keep information on his investments in overseas tax havens secret, and why did he in the first place? I know the president has commented on this a little bit with local affiliates yesterday, but Congresswoman, I have to ask you, do you think there's something illegal here? Because it certainly, the line of the rhetoric would certainly seem to suggest that, as it has been voiced by folks on the left and from the president's reelection campaign.
Alex, that's the problem. We don't know. I mean, because Mitt Romney has only released 1 year of tax returns and an estimate of another year. I mean, and that is that's totally contrary to his own father when he ran for president, who said that releasing only 1 year is unacceptable because it could be an anomaly. Mitt Romney needs to come clean and release multiple years of his tax returns so we can see why he invested in a Bermuda corporation and transferred it to his wife's name the day before he became governor of Massachusetts. So we can see why he's invested in Swiss bank accounts and accounts in the Cayman Islands. And you know, we also need to know what is the allure of investments out of the country? When he headed up Bain Capital, he was a pioneer in outsourcing and shipped jobs overseas. It would be nice if we had a candidate for president who was committed to America. Mitt Romney is committed to making sure that either he makes the most money as humanly possible or his investors do, and that's evidenced by his track record in shipping jobs overseas and making sure that he has investments that we don't know why he invested in offshore accounts. But most folks that I know, they make their investments in a bank in America. They keep that. Most American businessmen invest here. And if you're running for president, that certainly should be your commitment.
It is certainly fair to say that ATMs in the Cayman Islands may be not as convenient as ATMs onshore. But what do I really know?
Host Mike Moss and Bruce Allen talking to John King from CNN about the small percentage of undecided voters that are still up for grabs in the election.
Undecideds? What undecideds? New polling data on campaign 2012 suggests nearly 9 out of 10 voters have already made their decision between President Obama or GOP candidate Mitt Romney for president, and only a small percentage say they are likely to change their minds before November. Hey, John, is this different from what we've seen in the past?
Oh, my. Good morning, gentlemen. Now, this looks very much like Bush v. Gore. It's not like Obama versus McCain by any means. Right now, and sometimes these things break late. So maybe after the election in November, we'll be saying it wasn't as close as we thought. But right now, if you look nationally, if you go state by state into the Electoral College, this is about as close as you can get. And I think it's important what you just mentioned there, that tiny sliver of the electorate that is up for grabs here. Think of all the money coming into this race, not just by the Obama and the Romney campaigns, but by the Republican and the Democratic parties, all this outside money. Never will so much money be spent to influence so few people.
It's true, and if you look at where they stand now in relation to each other, considering all the money that's been spent in the last year, the negative ads coming after the Supreme Court decision on health care and immigration law, they haven't changed at all in pretty much the past year.
They haven't, and so there's a couple of ways to look at that, in the sense that if you're anytime you run against an incumbent president, it's very difficult. And Governor Romney the last couple of months and the Republicans the last couple of months have raised more money than Obama and the Democrats. So they could say, hey, we entered the stretch in pretty good shape there. We're tied with an incumbent president, and we've got more money in the bank. But if you're the president's team, 4 months in a row of pretty dismal jobs numbers, 4 months in a row where you would think the Republicans could say, look, this guy's plan isn't working, and break the election more in their favor, and they're in a dead heat. So that's why, you know, financially, the Republicans and Romney are in good shape under the table, and you guys hear this sometimes, too. There's a little bit of grumbling that the last few months have given Governor Romney an opening, and he hasn't taken full advantage of it.
John, what about this new app that CNN and Facebook are working on? I look at it, part of it is interesting because I see the potential here for a national debate on important issues, but I also wonder because part of it does encourage some people to reveal what they're going to do politically.
We have to be careful when you, anytime, look, we're in this world of technology now where everything we do, and you guys are all on Twitter and Facebook, and we have to have an interactive conversation with the people we want listening to us and watching us. And this is a way to stay in touch with, you talk about that small slice of the electorate. We have this app so people can say hello to us. They can ask us questions. We can ask them questions. We have to be careful. We have to make sure it's demographically valid. We have to, you know, look at the polling and make sure we're not being influenced by a campaign could organize people, say, for example, to go on and say things in this app. So we need to still do checks and balances the journalists have, but it allows us to have an instantaneous conversation with people all around the country, and including in those critical swing states. So if something happens, if there's a big debate in the race, if there's another big jobs report, if there's some international event, it allows us to quickly get input from people. Again, we have to do our jobs, but it's with the new technology today, you used to have to pick up the phone and call people, maybe have to email people. Now they can reach out and touch you just as quickly as you can reach out and ask them.
Voter ID laws, they're coming up next up on the countdown.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So, have you heard the discussion, this controversy about voter ID and the laws that are different in different states? Here's host Matt Patrick talking to attorney Chad Dunn. Dunn filed an original challenge to the voter ID law in Texas.
Here's what I find interesting. You're arguing against the photo voter ID laws here in Texas, yet I just got something from the NAACP and Holder's office that said if I want to get in to see him in Houston today to speak, I need a photo identification. Isn't it odd that I need a photo ID to see Eric Holder, who will be telling me that the photo voter ID laws in Texas are a bad idea?
No, I don't think that's odd at all. And in fact, if the state legislator had passed a bill that just simply required a photo ID, I think that could have been accomplished without eliminating people's right to vote. Trouble is that they didn't want to do that. I mean, the purpose of this bill is to make sure certain segments of our society can't get in to cast a vote. And so it's not as simple as you must have a photo ID. You must have either a passport, a concealed handgun license, or a DPS-issued ID.
So but you could also, but Mr. Dunn, you could also request that they mail you a photo voter ID. There is ways of getting that. There is a government-issued ID that you can also get if you don't have those.
No, that's absolutely untrue. You cannot get a mailed ID, and whoever's telling you that's not telling you the truth. You have to go down to the DPS office and bring with you a birth certificate and get this photo ID, and of course you got to go spend $22 first on the birth certificate. But there's about 10-15% of our society that doesn't have a birth certificate because they were born in the back seat of a car or at home. You know, the irony is that Abbott likes to get the government out of our lives, but what he's saying now is if you're one of those people who don't want to give birth to your child in the hospital or want to use a midwife or want to do it within the family, then now you'll take the risk that your son or daughter won't be able to vote.
So apparently these people can get to the grocery store, they can get to other places, but they can't get to a place where they can pick up a free ID card.
Well, that's the problem. It's not a free ID card. You have to get the documentation first to get the ID card. And, you know, it's easy for you and me to think about getting down to the DPS office. You know, we have cars. We travel every day. But there's a lot of folks in inner city Houston that don't own a car. They don't take a bus. They work down the street. They take care of their elderly parent, or they are the elderly parent, and they haven't driven in 20 years. and they don't go and get one of these IDs. And in fact, the evidence, and this is the sort of thing that the state never wants to talk about, but the evidence is you're looking at close to, you know, in the neighborhood of 1 million to 1.5 million people in Texas that are going to be adversely impacted.
Here's host Chris DeGaulle talking about recent attacks on Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett over their state's voter ID law.
From Joel, Governor Corbett puts a gag on Philadelphia. Harrisburg's club of mostly white rural legislators have rarely hidden the contempt they have for Philadelphia. But last week's news that 18% of the city's voters might be disenfranchised by the state's new voter ID law, news that fittingly hit the newspapers on Independence Day, clarified what had previously only been a foggy notion. Governor Corbett and his allies aren't just trying to inconvenience a few Democrats on Election Day. They're trying to keep Philadelphia itself from making a difference in the state's politics. I always thought this was a fascinating take. He goes on to make the case that Philadelphia will not be relevant in this year's presidential election because of voter ID law, because Philadelphia is full of broke people that just can't possibly have identification. Take a look. After all, writes Joel Mathis, Philly Post here, at the people who are eligible to vote under the state's new law. Anybody with a driver's license or a more generic state-issued photo ID. Anybody with a photo ID identifying them as an employee of local, state, or federal government. Anybody with a college photo ID. Anybody with a military photo ID. And anybody with a photo ID identifying them as a resident of a state nursing home. Notice who that leaves out? He asks. It leaves out the urban poor.
When you go to vote, what are you asked for? I'd like to hear from folks all over the country at 800-510-8255. Next up here on our countdown.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air at 33 minutes after the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is produced every day, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, the essence of what's going on in the world of big time news talk radio. These are the essence, the bottom line stories, the items, the discussion. Just really a wonderful, I'm waxing a little philosophical now because this is just a wonderful way for people to express themselves in all kinds of issues. It's going back in my history here to, I guess, early 70s. I started doing talk in 1974, and a lot of people around doing talk were called muckrakers. Thoughtful, provocative, kind of fun. Some of the people that are on the air now are just very serious about everything. And, yeah, there are serious issues, but there's not as much entertainment value. A lot of the entertainment value comes from you in the form of calls at 800-510-8255. In this case, the situation with the ID, the voter ID discussion, which is kind of a new one. People are refreshing. We have some new meat here, so let's pursue what some of you are thinking, including Mary in Maryland. Go ahead, ma'am.
This voter ID thing could very well be solved with one thing. Let people use their Social Security numbers to vote, and I'll tell you why I say that's a great idea. It probably would include more people in the voting. It also, when you have a Social Security number, you can't have but one, so therefore it can't be double numbers. Two, it tells the age of the person who's voting, so you can't have somebody voting, you know, with the when you get Social Security numbers. I mean, you have to, you know, prove your birth and all. And that would solve that right there. And it would be honest because, you know, you only have one vote per number. You get your number from the Security Administration.
Very intelligent. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. 800-510-8255. What happens in your town? How do people identify you? And who are the voter workers? Are they people from the clerk's office in your town or city hall? Volunteers? Do they get paid? Are they responsible? Are they hacks? Are they one-sided? Do they cheat? Sometimes, you know, you'd be surprised what goes on. The vote count is very susceptible shall we say, influence. Here's Robert in Pennsylvania on voter ID.
I have a question for all Americans. You know, I'm a retired military person, and I know that during the 60s when they had problems about voting, now it looks like we're repeating ourselves. These Republicans don't really care about the people. They want power. That's the reason why they're trying to get these voter laws. And I don't have to say, America, wake up. You know how Hitler got in power. Look out.
Look out. Hitler got into power because he was very, very dynamic. He was angry. He had a cause. And people were gullible. Well, actually, Hitler came into power because the armistice of World War I was done very poorly, and it so basically sowed the seeds of a guy like that coming into power. 800-510-8255. Amy is in Oregon, listening to KUGN.
I think that the voter ID laws are just fine, because if you want to vote, you do what you have to do to go out and vote. I don't think it's discriminating against anybody but people who want to sit on their hinies and not do what they need to do to go out and vote. I just moved to a different state. I had to jump through all kinds of hoops to get myself registered as a voter. And I did it because I want to vote. And, you know, there's plenty of time between now and the election. And, you know, it's ridiculous. And whining about, oh, it's discriminating about certain people. They can do what everybody else does in order to be qualified to vote. It's garbage. It's just another scheme by the Democrats to be able to get in there and cast votes for dead people and cartoon characters. And it's hogwash. It's another one of their little tactics to make certain parts of the population feel like they're being put upon. Garbage.
Pretty angry lady. Amy, I don't mean to burst your bubble, but the Republicans do it too. 800-510-8255, but you're right in terms of cities like Chicago and Boston, to a lesser extent New York, the various Irish and Italian mobsters, they would take the city halls by storm and in essence cheat. And my father's told me stories about, as a young man, 20, 21 years old, he and his friends be given $10 a vote. They'd go to the 10 wards in the city with names of people who were dead. They'd walk in, hey, I'm Fred Jones. Where do I vote? That's the way it worked back in those days. And to a certain extent, especially in Chicago, where all of the people that are in charge of our country right now come from, or many of them do anyway, that's the way they do things. Cook County is the most corrupt place in this country. Outrageous stuff goes on there. 800-510-8255. Let's check in with Brian listening in Texas on voter ID laws. Go ahead, Brian. You're on the air live on the countdown.
All right. Well, you asked what we were asked for when we vote. In Texas, I'm asked for my voter registration card and my ID, which I have no problem producing either. What's killing me is the guy you were talking to earlier reaching with the whole, well, these are people that don't drive and they don't take a bus. They work down the street. They take care of their elderly. You know what? They got to prove who they are when they get that welfare check, don't they? You know what I mean? They got to make their way down to get approved. You know, they're talking about the urban poor is the one this is going to affect. Well, they get their entitlement checks. They had to prove who they were somehow. So, you know, the way I see it, if they can get down to the welfare office to get their check, they can get down to the DPS to get an ID card.
There you go. Thank you. I don't think it's that difficult to prove. I don't even understand why some of this confusion, I put that in quotes, exists. Do you really? How hard is it to produce a document that shows that I am who I am? If you can't, then you ought not to be able to vote. Pretty simple stuff. 800-510-8255. Charles in Virginia on voter ID laws.
I'm active duty military, and I absolutely feel that the voter ID registration laws are wrong. I think when you register to vote, you get a voter ID. You get a voter registration card. You know, the requirement to show IDs, I think it absolutely does disenfranchise voters or a specific group of people, and I think it makes the just makes the Republicans look bigoted.
Well, the Republicans are bigoted, some of them. Democrats are, too. Here's an interesting ad that you may have seen online by the Democratic majority, the group committed to keeping a Democratic majority in the Senate. Their statement reads as follows. The Republicans are again scheming to purge Democratic voters from the rolls. This time, the Florida GOP is in the process of purging up to 180,000 voters in an attempt to prevent likely Democrats from voting. Department of Justice has demanded the Florida GOP stop this illegal voter suppression, but they are refusing to comply. We can't get Republicans, we can't let them steal this election. Demand that the Florida GOP obey the Department of Justice and stop their illegal voter purge. Would you sign that petition? Do you live in Florida? 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Melanie in New York, you have the next say here on the countdown.
In Mexico and in other countries, they have to show ID. Why is it that we are the only ones that are calling the Voter ID Act a prejudice? I don't get that. You know, this is our country, and whoever comes in here should, when they go anywhere, when they go get their passports, when they go to the consulate and stuff, they have to show some kind of ID. Why is it that we're the only ones that are fighting not to have it? I really don't understand that part. And that's all I have to say, but we have to look at other countries that they have to show ID. I don't get why we don't have to show ID in our own country.
Do we need to show ID where you are? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well. The ACLU says the following. Nothing is more fundamental to our democracy than the right to vote. New laws that have been passed around the country restrict the pool of eligible voters and make it harder for Americans to cast a ballot. That represents a step backward and a decade-long tradition to end voter discrimination. Don't let America turn back the clock on the fundamental right to vote. Support every citizen's right to vote. A citizen that is here legally, right? Isn't that what everybody who's here, who's a legal citizen of our country, ought to be able to vote? And if there are tactics going on where you are, I'd like to shed a little light on them here. If you think that your state is, or your local town is trying to keep you from voting, let's hear the story. Let's turn over the rock and see what kind of little ants and worms we can find under that rock. 800-510-8255. It's 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective in improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. We are discussing the voter ID laws. Some states like Pennsylvania, if you live in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, what do you think about the new rules there? Pennsylvania is one of five states with a strict photo ID requirement. That'll start with the November elections this year. The law requires all registered voters in Pennsylvania to present a valid ID, a photo ID, with an expiration date. Why is that a problem? 800-510-8255. Richard in Virginia, what say you, sir?
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed it. I went under a traffic light. Listen, I had a friend who went blind in his 30s. And I took him to the beach to go fishing one day because nobody else would. And the police came along and asked for an ID. And for a fishing license. He says, I don't have a fishing license because I'm blind and I don't have to have one. The officer said, you're correct, but what you have to do is go to DMV and get a photo ID taken that says you're legally blind. And then you have to take that photo ID that says you're legally blind and go to the Department of Fish and Game and get them to issue you a permit to go fishing. If it's that difficult to be able to go fishing on the beach, it should be that difficult to go to the polls and vote.
That's actually a pretty good story, sir. Thank you for sharing it with us. That is 800-510-8255. Melanie in New York with something she didn't understand, sounds like.
In Mexico and in other countries, they have to show ID. Why is it that we are the only ones that are calling the Voter ID Act a prejudice? I don't get that. You know, this is our country, and whoever comes in here should, when they go.
All right, so what happens sometimes in the production of this program, as I have explained before, some of you are on the air live, some of you are, we record your call and use it later, some of the calls come from some of the programs we monitor, that was the situation with that one, and we already heard from her once, so once is enough. Mark in Hawaii, let's hear from you.
Back in the late 60s when I started voting, I was required to have ID, everyone was, where I was at. It seemed moral, it seemed right, it didn't seem an infringement. And my question is, you can't cash a check, get Social Security, or do anything without an ID. So my question is Holder and Pern and all the minorities are too dumb? Because I'm insulted over it.
You are, sir. All right. 800-510-8255. More of your calls. The voter ID law. You in favor of it or against it? What's going on in your state? 51 after the hour.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Lots of people want to weigh in on this. There's a Freudian slip. I'm looking at some of the email and some of the comments online. Let's see. And also headlines from the Dallas Morning News. A pair of Hispanic state legislators testifying that the new Texas voter ID law would be especially onerous. For Hispanic voters. Does that influence you one way or the other? Voter ID laws, how do you prove you are who you are? Kevin, live from Florida on voter ID laws. Kevin, you're on the air live. Hi.
Okay. I firmly believe this is going to stop by having all we need is a license, driver's license, or photo ID here in Florida. And the only one that's going to prevent from voting is the illegals that are here. And kudos to Governor Scott for doing what he's doing and ignoring them to stop the elimination of this. And just like he stopped them trying to push that high-speed rail on us. Now look at California. They got the high-speed rail. How much are they liking that? That the price of that has already doubled, and they haven't even started filling it yet.
All right, sir.
They don't have to do that.
Yeah. Brian in Burlington, Idaho, your take on this.
I'm all for it. I think it's about time they're doing something to get rid of all the things that are alleged that have been happening the last few elections. I'd like to see more of it. I'd like to see a standardized voting throughout this nation.
Why do you think that Attorney General Eric Holder has gotten in on the opposition to these new photo ID requirements? This is basically aimed at Texas.
I don't know. It seems like they pander to every single minority, every.
How hard is it to get an ID? It is more difficult to get IDs for some things than to go vote. What's more preciously ours in terms of freedom than being able to vote? Thanks for the input, Weldon, Lake City, Florida. The Jet, your answer.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm all for voter ID requirements. If they can't prove that they are legal citizens and such that, they should not be allowed to vote.
So will this affect, do you think this affects people's preference for who they vote for? If in fact you, and I don't want to make this necessarily a political argument, but there's one party that seems to have weaker ideas, and there's one party that wants to have stronger ideas when it comes to ID. Why would you not want to make sure that people who are voting are people that are supposed to be able to vote? What's the big deal? I've never understood this, and I think it ought to, somehow or other, the party that, in fact, wants to make it easier for people to vote. I want to make it easy to vote, but how hard is it to get to prove who you are? If you can't prove who you are, then you can't vote. End of story. Why is there a discussion about this? I don't even begin to get that. Thanks, sir. Jesse in Tennessee, go ahead.
Yes, I'm just wondering why all of a sudden are the rules changing for this election? This kind of makes you want to go, huh? It's just a little suspicious to me.
This discussion has been going on for a long time. This is not a new discussion. It's somebody wanting to, or some group of people wanting to make sure that the problem is fixed. But this conversation has been, as I said earlier in the half hour, I've been doing this for quite a long time. This discussion comes up pretty much every 4 years when there's a presidential election. Martin in Louisiana, ideas.
I'm in favor of the voter ID. And actually, I think we ought to do like they do in the elections in other countries where we dip our finger, and that way no one gets to vote twice. Dip it in ink. Anybody that comes up to vote, check them, make sure there's no wink on their finger, and then permit them to vote, after they dip their finger in the ink.
Marty in Ohio, you're on the air on the countdown.
I don't believe that this is an issue at all, and there's no problem with low-income folks and old folks. Most old folks don't go to the polls anyway. They vote absentee at home. And so a few years ago, Democrats were screaming about motor voter registration. They wanted folks who were registering for a driver's license to be able to register to be able to vote at that time. And all of a sudden, folks can't get ID. That's crazy. Black folks can get ID and get anything else that anybody else can get, and do whatever you have to do to vote, if voting means anything to you. If it doesn't, then you're going to look for any excuse not to vote. You ain't going to vote at all.
That's pretty... I think that's a great way to finish this conversation. Thank you, sir. People want to vote. They'll do so. They'll get what they need in order to be able to vote. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air every day and on the weekend as well. Check it out. Look for... What is it they say? Check your local listings. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.